on and off. Started back in coaching back in 1992, coaching hockey and baseball. And for about 6 years, and then I took some time off, and then got back at it again. So it's a span of 28 years that I've been volunteering.
Mm-hmm. And did you start coaching right out of high school?
Yes, I did.
Not every 18-year-old does that. So I'm curious as to why you decided to do that.
I felt compelled to give back. I had some coaches in my early days of playing that made an impression on me, and I thought that it was a good thing to do. Somebody has to do it. So, I kind of felt compelled to do it.
Okay, I'm glad you just said that, because my next question is about that quote you just said, somebody has to do it, which came up in your tribute video. Can you talk about where you learned this value, somebody has to do it, and somebody has to do it for the right reasons?
I think that value was impressed upon me very, very early from parents and grandparents, and those early coaches too as well, that, you know, sport or any organization relies on volunteers. And it's very easy for people to sit back and not get involved or just to drop their kids off. But some people really don't, you know, understand the amount of time and effort it takes to do that, to make those activities available for their children. So somebody has to be the one to put the programming on, and that's where I think where that comes from is that somebody has to do it, and they have to do it not just while their own kids are there, for an interest of their own, to make sure the program is the way they want it for their own kids, but to actually make sure that it runs and that every child has an opportunity to participate and learn something from a coach or from one of those environments.
Okay. Your teams do a lot of food drives and visits to the nursing home and other charity-type activities, which are outside of the usual fundraising efforts that teams do, like bagging groceries and whatnot. Can you talk about why your teams do this? Is it you that pushes that charity work part?
I think it's yes, absolutely. I'm certainly a part of it, but it comes down to our team managers. And I think it goes back to another thing that I always say. I seem to say a lot of things sometimes, but if you surround yourself with good people, then good things will happen. And when I assemble, you know, the team management, the coach and the assistant coaches and the managers, that's one of the things that we talk about. Like, we're not interested in making sure that these kids are professional hockey players when we're done. We're interested in making sure that they learn some values. They learn mutual respect. They learn, how to work with people. And those are the types of things. Like not every hockey team would be taken to a nursing home to play hockey with people, you know, that are in wheelchairs, and they see different things and they learn how to interact in those situations when not everybody is exactly the same. They're not all kids in the room. There's things that they're going to learn, and those are the important things.
Okay. And I'm from Sackville, which is why I'm asking this question. Esterbrooks is a common family name in this area, and I'm wondering if your family has a history in the area.
Absolutely, yep. Born and raised in Sackville here, just in Middle Sackville, out by Silver Lake.
Okay.
We have been here for years and years.
Okay, so generations have been here in Sackville?
Yeah. I actually lived in grandparents' place. The end of my lane is the blacksmith shop in Middle Sackville, right at the end of my lane. That was my great-great-grandfather was a blacksmith here. So right back to, I believe it was Valentine Esterbrooks was the first one to come over in 16-something. I'm not sure of the dates, but...
Okay, gotcha. So the work that you do for the hockey team and for the baseball teams is all volunteer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so is there something that you do for a living, or does this take up the majority of your time?
I work at Mount Allison. I am the manager of building, maintenance, and fleet. My hobby would be coaching sport, volunteering. I've coached or helped out with junior golf, with baseball, Sox and Winter Baseball, Sox and Winter Hockey. I volunteered for 5 years with Breakfast Clubs of Canada at Salem Elementary School while my kids were there. So I've always been active in the community.
Okay, those are very active hobbies.
Yep.
Very involved.
Yep.
So how did it feel to receive the honor of Hockey Canada Champion?
Well, I was completely blindsided. didn't expect anybody would do that. I know the nomination came from within my own club here. I've been involved in Sacramento Hockey on the executive or on the board for many years, at the same time as coaching sometimes multiple teams per year. Somebody put a nomination in for me, but it's certainly not anything that I would be looking for, because it really isn't about me. Like a lot of people say, oh, I don't want the spotlight, but I really don't, because it's not why I do it. It's to make sure that every kid has an opportunity to have some success and possibly, you know, remember something later on in life. That's what drives it.
Okay. And this is the dreaded COVID-19 question, but how has COVID-19 changed your volunteering or your sense of community responsibility?
I think it's heightened a sense of community responsibility, in that it's even more so now. It's harder to get volunteers. It's certainly impacted our programming for minor hockey. We've had to adapt to all the rules and regulations for social distancing and mask wearing, and all those things are going on in these children's lives, and they're seeing all this stuff on the news. So what we kind of made in our mandate this year with minor hockey was, we have to follow regulations, but let's give the kids the most normal looking season that they're used to. So how can we make it so that once they step on the ice, it feels like it always did? So that's how we kind of decided to handle it. And it's worked very well. I mean, we bounced from yellow to orange and back. One of the main differences is in orange, we practice and we social distance and we follow the rules. In yellow, the kids can play games within the local district. We're just trying to make it, it's certainly a bit different. You have to change every day with what's going on, but we're trying to give them the most familiar experience they have, because this has been hard on kids, right?
That was Matt Estabrooks, volunteer coach recently honored as a Hockey Canada champion for his nearly 30 years of volunteer service. Estabrooks will continue to hit the ice during orange level restrictions with socially distanced practices to provide kids with a sense of normalcy and community during COVID-19. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.